This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. During these short, early dusk days in the Northern Hemisphere, there's something especially cool about neon. In Vegas, there's a neon sign museum they made out of what was once a graveyard for old neon. And in Montreal, Canada, there's an initiative to save neon commercial signage, Emma Jacobs reports.
A few years ago, Matt Sword learned workers were taking down the marquee from a deli where Montreal musician Leonard Cohen used to hang out, Ben's Restaurant.
I rented a van, grabbed a bunch of willing grad students, and we trucked on down there and picked up everything we could.
The Concordia University professor says he was seeing more and more vintage signs disappear from city streets, the victims of changing tastes, business turnover, and new zoning laws. But he was able to save the oversized letters from Ben's Restaurant. They now hang in Concordia's journalism building, part of a growing collection. The Montreal Signs Project also includes an 8-foot-high neon dragon from a Chinese restaurant.
It was my job to pull out all the old nests and mummified pigeons and old tools that had gotten in there.
And the 5-foot-high letters from a closed family-run supermarket called Warshaw.
You can see now running, what is that, 40 feet, 60 feet down the corridor.
These big, loud, neon and acrylic letters aren't works of high art. Still, says Bill Kovacevic, who's been in the sign-making business since 1964.
What you see there involved a lot of craftsmanship.
He volunteered to help restore the Warshaw sign. The project has no budget. Signs have all been donated. Kovacevic says he's glad to help save them.
Signs reflect the commercial history of a community.
And of techniques used to build signs by hand that have now been computerized. Matt Sore says that's resulted in less variety in the style of signs, and chain stores have replaced many local businesses.
And all those factors lead us to a more homogenized landscape where, yes, the signs are more modest, but the signs are also much less interesting.
Sore says this free mini museum is one way to at least preserve some of the signs that lit up Montreal's storied commercial past. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.